observation, which I believe you will find, let me say, thought-provoking. When we started the Padmasena journey in Itanagari, whenever someone asked you, like they do the Padmasena, how did you like it, guys? And then and someone said, holy war. But now, by now, everyone is like a glowing volcano at the stage of flowing over. I think in New York you will be like a volcano exploding with lava. And let us really gratefully acknowledge that somehow our spiritual level is increased. We awaken a little bit more each day, and we rise a little bit more to the spiritual level each day. We can see that by the sound which you make, the intensity, and it comes no longer from the place of duty, but from the place of conviction. This is very nice to see, and very you are a very good group, a receptive group to the spiritual energy. It's really nice, very nice. Some of you look a little bit bits or overdosed still, but you're not good.
Thank you. Example of attaining the highest perfection by performing the ninefold processes of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami has made it very easy for all of us to understand the secrets of bhakti because he is that great teacher who talks about practice or abhidhya tattva. He tells us, do it like this, do it like this, do it like this, in his nectar of devotion. And he gives us examples to follow. It is most easy for the human being to learn from another human being. And it is most important and most easy to attain the realizations by following in the footsteps or following the example which these great human beings give. I remember during the presentations of Ghanashyam Priya, how he made one point: if you want to become successful, you follow others. Like yesterday in Gopal's excellent presentation, when he said how the great Boris Becker, the tennis idea, was defeated. It was by someone studying him very, very carefully and understanding a certain secret which he then used to defeat the person. So we will do the same, or we are doing the same. We are learning how can we attain this priceless treasure of bhakti, what is the process, and we learn how did someone excel in doing it, how we attain the perfection in doing these processes, and then we emulate them, we try to follow them. We don't imitate them, but we try to understand the principle, what is it? And that holds true to all practitioners. The principle always is something which can be emulated or followed by everyone, because it is true for everyone. The principles are always true. Good. In other words, the is a principle of gravitation. Let me give you an example. You. Now, you don't need to be a highly advanced Mahabharata to apply this principle. You can be a simple follower. And see, even a person like me, I will adopt the principle, let loose. Oops, it works with me also. So, good. This is important to say. So today, we will again enter a sacred space. This will have three parts. You will learn what is the devotional practice. You will learn who is has attained perfection by applying them. And then we will extract a principle and we will deeply practice this. Today, if everything works the way we have planned it, you will be in a deepened state of consciousness at the end of this. Go. Shelter at Lord Krishna's lotus feet simply by hearing about the Lord. That was our first session. Sugadev Goswami attained perfection simply by Kirtan. Kirtan means, my dear devotees, not just singing the holy names, but praising the Lord. And here it said, Prabhupada translates kirtan here as in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. That's his kirtan, glorifying the Lord Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj attained perfection by smarana, or meditating, or remembering the Lord. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, attained perfection by wonderful massaging the transcendental legs of Mahavishnu. This is Srila Prabhupada's embellishment here. Maharaj Prithu attained perfection by Arjuna, means worshipping the deity, yes. And Akrura attained perfection by prayers, offering prayers unto the Lord. Now, Rajangaji or Hanuman attain perfection by rendering service to Lord Ramachandra. And we will have two great personalities today also. And Arjuna attained perfection simply by being Krishna's friend. Yes, friendship with the Lord. So here you have two personalities. Hanuman, who is serving the Lord as a servant who executed the orders of Lord Ramachandra, and Arjuna, who served the Lord in friendship. What do these two personalities have in common with each other? A little bit of a question, but it's mind intriguing, I hope.
They have a relationship with Krishna or with Lord Rama.
Hanuman is a servant. It's called Dasya Ras. Arjuna is a friend that is called Sakya Ras. See the word Rasa. They have this in common. In translation, it means a particular taste which comes up in a specific relationship. My dear devotees, you also have a relationship to Krishna, which at this moment is not yet known to most of us, but there is a relationship. They served in amazing ways. Hanuman executed all the orders of Lord Ramachandra. The most important order may be to locate Sita and help him to find or free the kidnapped goddess. And also Arjuna, as a friend, served Krishna in very wonderful ways. Shukadev Goswami glorifies the service of Hanuman by saying, after constructing a bridge over the ocean, this is a substantial service. I think our Vashana Maharaj is following in the footsteps. He's moving hills, actually. So, after constructing a bridge over the ocean by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation have been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Vibhisan, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriv, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had previously been burned by Hanuman. Let me tell you something about Hanuman's glories here. It was him in whom Lord Ramachandra had the greatest hope that he would find Sita. And when he could not execute this order, Hanuman felt extremely distressed. Finally, they got the cue that Mother Sita is in the island of Lanka, held captive by Ravana. Hanuman and his search party went to the bank of the ocean, and then the monk and the Vanaras. It's not entirely correct to call them only monkey, therefore Prabhupada says monkey soldiers, They are very, very different than gorillas and chimpanzees and all the monkey species. They are a species for themselves, highly intelligent beings, the vanaras. But they look like the monkeys. They're different races amongst the vanaras. Some are extremely black and have pinkish heads. Others are very, very tall and sturdily built. And Hanuman can change his shape according to his desire. He can grow as big as Mountain Everest and become as small as a little mosquito if it's important for his service. So I want to relate to you something where you can really understand Hanuman's unique relationship to Lord Ram. It's very endearing. You know, when they were all sitting on the beach and thinking, how will we cross these 800 miles to Lanka? Then Hanuman sat at the side. He felt very, very in a special mood. Then Jambavan was there and reminded him, Hanuman can do it. He can jump 800 miles and return back. And Hanuman, upon receiving Jambavan's enlightened words, Unu, felt himself awaken. I'm remembering Gopal's picture. He felt confident and he did it. He jumped. When he landed in Lanka, he needed to find Mother Sita and went on a search through Ravan's harem. Although he is a brahmachari, he avoids such places for the service he did. And then when he could not find Sita, he went through the town. As he went through the town, he saw one villa of a Rakshasa lit. It was early in the morning. And he went to the window, and what he saw totally frightened and startled him. He saw from the back a powerfully built Rakshasa with these typical ears, you know, pointed ears. They are different from our ears. It's a different race. But the Rakshasa sat before a deity of Lord Ram and offered him a puja. Now you must know that pujas are also used in the black tantras. Therefore, Hari Bhakti Vilas makes an explicit statement that these ceremonies may not be used for tantric purposes. That there is such a statement shows us that there is a possibility to do harm to someone by offering incense, by speaking mantras, by offering something. And at the end, usually, in case you, maybe I should not say, but to show my expertise, you take a needle and take a puppet and then pierce it in the heart and the person dies. So that's one way. So here, Hanuman saw a Rakshasa is doing this to my lord. So as a perfect servant, he jumped in the way between that Rakshasa and the deity. to protect his Lord. The moment he jumped, the Rakshasa also jumped and went between him and the deity in an attempt to protect the deity from Hanuman. What's going on here? The Rakshasa asked the trembling hand, "Who are you? Give your identity." Said, "Who are you? Give your identity first." Really ready for the action. "I'm Bibisan." "Who are you? Now give your identity." "I'm Ram Duta Hanuman." "Hanuman!" said the Rakshasa and threw himself down and paid his obeisances. "You are Hanuman. Please excuse me, I thought you were a Rakshasa who had found me worshipping secretly the adversary of..." adversary? I don't know this in English, but the enemy of Ravana, the ruler of... "I'm so glad." Hanuman said, "But you are a Rakshasa by the race. You're worshipping, right?" "I guess I'm worshipping since the beginning. I'm worshipping Lord Ram. Tell me, how can I get the darshan of Ram? How can I please Ram? How can I be with Ram?" So Hanuman said, "Listen very carefully. Worship is not alone enough. Even chanting the name is not enough. You must serve Ram. Then you enter a relationship with him. Only when you serve Ram, the perfection of your life can be obtained." Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful, amazing pastime? Lakshman, have you understood? Yeah, it was because your name is... here's also Ram. You have understood? Yeah, that is because your name is the Ram Leela. So that is necessary to understand and apply this. This is very important. Hanuman here shows a little of his heart even at the beginning of the invasion of Lanka. And tells and preaches to a Ram Bhakta, Vibhisan, how he can obtain the special mercy of Lord Ram. This is a very nice pastime. I heard it from His Holiness Bhakti Vidyan Maharaj, who is very studious. He studies. Arjuna, now after the war of Lanka, it was time for Lord Ram to remunerate and reward all those fearless servants, and he asked Hanuman, What can I do for you?" And Hanuman became really, really very moderate. He cried and he said, "My Lord, if you wish, please give me your embrace." And Lord Ram, overcome with emotion, embraced him. Hanuman, however, did not really respond to the embrace. He felt like a servant who is not daring and who wants to remain in this humble mood of a servant. Arjuna is in another rasa. Arjuna serves the Lord in Sakya rasa, in friendship. When the Lord became his chariot driver, I think you must have heard it, in the thick of the battles, sometimes Arjuna was putting his feet on the shoulders of Lord Krishna and directed him left by the pressure of the feet, right, and so on. Something which only friends can do with other friends. it was all right because he spoke mantras. How can he say left? These astras needed to be fired with mantras, and he wheeled around and danced on his chariot. This is described, and very quick maneuvering, and often circle formations needed to be done, and they needed to be in one mind, really, charioteer and warrior, because they were friends. It was all right. The friends who serve Krishna and Sakyaras and Vrindavan climb on his shoulders also, and they bite fruits to see if they are sweet and according to Krishna's taste, and then offer Lord Krishna the half-beaten fruit, something which Hanuman would never even consider doing. But what I would like to bring out here is that both of these great souls served the Lord in a particular relationship. And they adopted a principle in their life which is applicable for us also. See, seva, or service, which both of these great souls did, always have one goal. It is to give pleasure to the beloved. When you do kirtan seva, my dear devotees, we do not tire to say this, you have to see how you can give pleasure to Krishna with your singing, with your dancing. This is a principle, and only if you apply this type of principle will you be enriched in bhakti. If you take kirtan as a communal festival, if you take kirtan as something to get together with your friends, if you take kirtan as a workout or any other things, you will not get the fruit of bhakti. And it is bhakti which the Bhagavatam teaches, not other results. It's very important, my dear devotees, if you want to obtain the nectar of bhakti, you must see kirtan as kirtan seva, as a service to the Lord. And you must, in other words, let me speak a little bit modern, you must remove the ego from the throne of the heart, you know, the self-centeredness, and you must put Krishna in his rightful place, the throne of the heart. I want to talk about a principle here which also we can apply as ordinary souls. We can sit down, or we can go to kirtan, we can decide, today I want to give pleasure to Krishna with my singing and my dancing and my following the kirtan mood, and so on. And then the kirtan will be the most powerful element of bhakti. If you don't do this, kirtan will serve you to obtain other goals. I'm thinking like this a little bit because there is a very nice announcement before the deities. People usually come or come often to the deities, and they make you know what this is, selfies. Do you know what this is? I have learned. is it a known word in your conceptions? Good. The back is Krishna. You are in the front. And that is the announcement tells everyone. Don't do this. It's only one click photo. I don't understand the technology, but that is the announcement is meant to see. But I have interviewed Jai Krishna. How successful is this announcement? He said, no, it's very successful. Because people can't understand. But you are devotees. You should understand. Kirtan is not for a selfie. It's not for yourself. It is for Krishna. You must put Krishna at the center. Don't make a selfie kirtan. Or selfish kirtan. The reason is you won't get the nectar of Krishna consciousness. You will starve from the real experience. And that is a principle. Hanuman serves for Ram's pleasure. And Arjuna serves Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. He said, and this is what they do. And this is how they are giving us an example in spiritual life. Now, all right, my dear devotees, now we want to apply this principle in our life, and we want to say how we can come to this level of applying the principle of serving as a servant and in a friendly way, even Krishna. Where is the starting point? I would like to show you a picture. Srila Prabhupada was, my last meeting with Srila Prabhupada was a very formative meeting. We had been as Sankirtan devotees, we had been invited by our GBC to come to London and see Prabhupada most probably for the last time. We were the top book distributors and we had somehow we had a private darshan with Prabhupada. We were only like 10 devotees, maybe less, and we walked into his room. Srila Prabhupada sat on a comfortable chair which had arrangements so that it could be carried as a palanquin. And he had large sunglasses on which his intimate devotees called the Govinda spectacles. They alluded to the fact that Prabhupada seemed to look into the transcendental world at that time. He was very, he was withdrawn at that time. Prabhupada was very emaciated from the outside. There were three servants around him, Tama Krishna Maharaj, I remember, and that others, two others, I do not remember very clearly because it was so much a startling sight. We all were visibly moved. We sat down and we looked at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada looked at us for a long time. My dear devotee, I will. You can have air by opening the doors and windows, and it is much nicer than air. No need to have fans. We can open that window and that door, maybe. Just there. Prabhupada looked at us for a long time, and we looked at him. Then Prabhupada's voice, in a very soft voice, he said, he asked, "So, you know, a long drawn out, so, Gopal could maybe say that at another time, not now, but I can't imitate because the German accent is so. Have you understood our philosophy? He was the Acharya, our spiritual master, who wanted us who wanted to impart one teaching which would remain with his disciples. It was a very important meeting. It was important for us, most important. Prabhupada immediately came to the point. Have you understood what I came to teach you? And immediately devotees said, I remember one word, Sarvadhamam Parichaja Arpam chanted. Give up everything and surrender unto me. A good try. Prabhupada was not satisfied. Then someone said, Yada Deko Tara Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Whomsoever you meet, tell them the Krishna Upadesh, the instructions of Krishna. Prabhupada said, what are those instructions of Krishna? Have you understood the philosophy? So by that time, there were some other answers which I can't remember. At that time, we did not dare to say anything else. Prabhupada had consistently rejected four or five answers, and no one was trying again. Then Prabhupada looked at us, and please note, at that time he spoke very, very little. He really measured his breath. He said, first of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. Prabhupada reiterated what he said many, many times. You are not the body. You are an eternal soul. Have you heard this in Krishna consciousness? Maybe in almost every second lecture. But he wanted to drive this home, because our mistake is we hear but we overhear. We see but we overlook. we perceive, but we don't notice anything. It is a very consistent problem of the Kali, of us born in this unfortunate age. So this is the starting point, my dear devotees. You need to understand that you are not a Pandava Sena. You are not a pizza eating man. You are not a distracted girl. You are an eternal soul. This is the fundament, this is the basis of any spiritual realization of Krishna consciousness. If this is not there, you cannot make advancement. You can also not understand the friendship of Arjuna and the servitorship of Hanuman. And this is something which I would like to practice today with you. It is a certain meditation which our tradition gives us. It's the Buddha Shuddhi meditation which pujaris do before they enter into the temple, into the altar room, to do their services. They want to act from the platform of reality, that is from the platform of the soul. If you do your kirtan from the platform of I am the eternal servant of Krishna, then you will know what is kirtan. I remember yesterday a scene which gave so much pain in my heart because it was representative to the younger thing. Our talented kirtan leader had just ended the kirtan. And then one young devotee ordered him, said, again, sing for 5 minutes, jumping, noise, and loud, you know. It's not like that. Kirtan is the glorification of Krishna. It's not about having a nice party. You must understand this to enter into the real experience. What is Krishna consciousness? That's the starting point. That is the last instruction. I heard this last instruction. It was given to me, and I know that Prabhupada meant it. I know that Prabhupada had thought about it. What can I now tell to those whom I'm seeing the last time in my life? He meant that. It was the final instruction, and I was there, so therefore I'm beating my little drum. Prabhu, this is what my Guru Maharaj told me. Please understand it. It will be good for you. If you don't understand, you will not enter a relationship with Krishna. There was once a very famous guru who accepted disciple. His name is Vallabhacharya, and who had a great problem. He said, how will I lead these people, these disciples, to you, Krishna? And it became such a problem. You know, it's when you accept a task which you feel you can't do, and you want to do it. So he stayed up all night, and he was determined, the Lord has to give me the answer. And this, the midnight time, the Lord appeared to him and said, oh Vallabha, don't cry. Stop your crying. You can lead souls to me if you tell them a prayer whereby which they understand that they are my servants and they are related to me as servants, as souls, as eternal souls. Then Even when an imperfect soul comes with this understanding, it's called Sambandha Jnana, the knowledge about the relationship with Krishna, which means you have to understand who you are, who's the Lord, and how you are related. You are a soul, and you are related as a servant. If you give this, then everyone who you lead to meet or talk to me will become your devotee. And he, Krishna gave an example. When ordinary water from the village, dirt water, flows into the pure Ganga, it becomes also Ganga water. So when you, as an eternal servant, a soul, serve Krishna in that way, you will come to Him. So in our tradition, we have a similar prayer. Do you want to know it?
Yes.
Why? Some intellectual interest, or you would like to understand and apply? Yes. It goes like this. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical toward Him since time immemorial. I have been identifying myself with a body and being continuously wandering in the repeated cycle of birth and death in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, that I'm an infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart, listen to this, completely apart from my well-dressed and ornamented gross and subtle body. The well-dressed and ornamented is not there. I'm completely apart from the gross and subtle body. Now, by the order of my spiritual master, following his footsteps, I have obtained the good fortune of being able to serve his lotus feet at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Sanasunda, or you must put the name which you worship in. The Vrindavan, new Vrindavan devotees will say Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Let's make it simple. Starting point and the fundament of your spiritual life is understanding you are the spiritual soul and relating like this to Krishna. I am your eternal servant. If you don't come to this place, Hanuman and Arjuna's examples will be you will not be able to follow them, and you will lack the nectar of bhakti. Take my words. This is the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. That's why he always talked about how we are not the body, how we are not American, how we are not a German. When I heard this the first time, I thought, really? How good. I don't like to be part of that country. You know, he always taught this. And many of your problems, my dear devotees, are because you wrongly identify with something you are not, a troubled karmic person. Good. Should we practice this now? Good. Do you have a doubt in this? Or a question?
Process of understanding we're not the body. I understand it's a practice, it's something that has to be done daily, given moment to moment. But is there anything that we can do? I know some devotees, for example, practice not, you know, decorating the body so much, or you know, just practical, simple things that you can do in day-to-day life.
Thank you very much. For practice, it's very good if you remember the Trinada Pishunichina verse. Because it's only possible when you think you are not a German, not the body, to be very tall and humble. you just, in your interchange with other devotees, exchange with other devotees, you have to understand what does it matter if someone is like this or like that. You can only be tolerant and take a cold shower if you understand I'm not the body, it doesn't matter. You can say this very important ISKCON slang word with meaning. When something happens, you go, anyways, not the body, I'm not the body. You can wake up from the dream of leading a false life by just being humble, and you can understand, I want to act from the platform of the soul, therefore I'm so conscious. Good. You will not be superficial, for instance, when you understand the soul. You will always think, who am I? Why do I fight or work for something which I am not? This understanding of I am not the body can be practiced in many, many ways. I would say start with humility and tolerance. Tolerant to others. Krishna, I want to come to now to practice this with you in the kirtan. I would like to do an abbreviated little meditation. But I'm a little bit afraid because I know you went up till 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, and you will join the Harley Davidson club, maybe. remember, in Chopati, they have a Harley Davidson section. That means a story. I learned the answer. The main point was attitude. We would do injustice to Prabhupada's excellent presentation. He just puts a little sugar candy about his heavy points, you know, have the right attitude and be persistent in your life and practice. Nowadays, he's preaching very strong things to us, the pillars of success. So, but your jokes are very good.
Okay.
You have coined that word, or they know in India what is Harley Davidson? I would say the Royal Enfield Club. You know, but
now many
know.
No.
Now they know. Hare Krishna. Actually, I will do. I was just thinking, what will I do with you? How will I rock you? Rock means shake you. What do you think about a guided meditation? Can we try? In a guided meditation, the idea is you do relax your body and your usual awareness, but you stay incredibly alert to catch the guidance of the other. Do you think we can do this? You knock your head. You can do it. Maybe I should have some ice cold water. That is really intense, you know. discussion or two.
Okay, my dear devotees, let's. I would like you to look a little bit around, because I will soon ask you to close your eyes. Situate yourself comfortably, please. See that you are properly situated. Stretch yourself. Good. And
fire very much in your tongue.
No, I'm joking.
Thank you.
Okay. Now,
take a few deep and slow breaths. Gently close the eyes while you continue to breathe in and out without forcing your breath. Just observe how you're breathing. With the next inhalation, notice that you are surrounded by an ocean of air. When you breathe in, you take from that ocean of air. Whenever you exhale, you return. Krishna says he's the life force within the air, the prana. Watch how you take in and notice how you're different from the air. Exercise, you need to be very alert. Notice the cloth on your body. The dhotis or saris or any other dress, pants, shirts. Notice where they touch your skin. There will be a certain feeling. With the next inhalation, notice how you are different from the clothes on your body. The next inhalation, notice your body, how you are sitting now with your spine erect, are there any sensations in your body? Maybe small tensions, stiff muscles, a tired body, and a vague body. Just observe your body without judging. And the next inhalation. Notice how you are different from your body. Just like the air or the cloth. You observe your body, which is different from you. Now take note of your thoughts and emotions. Let them go. Imagine now that you are completely alone.
Everything
can slowly and gently disappear. Your relationship with what is going on in your life, let it slip away. Your worries, your concerns. Your happy thoughts. Your relationships. Even with your relatives, let them go as well. Job, important responsibilities, future desires, all gone. Become aware that in your truest being, you are not all of that. You are really an eternal spiritual soul, an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship, and instead have been wandering in the cycle of birth and death, helplessly identifying with one material body after another. But your fortune has turned. You have finally met Srila Prabhupada or your spiritual master. And you have learned about your real identity as a pure spirit soul, a resident of the kingdom of love, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. You have been inspired to take up the path of eternal loving service to their Lordship Radha and Krishna. You are now in a space called Krishna consciousness. You, the lost servant, are now conscious Radha and Krishna. Please address them through kirtan. From this space,
Thank you.
Service attitude, when you talk with others, when you are maybe the green or purple boys and girls who have to who do the service of the shaman and so on. It is a very, very wonderful principle. It is very nice when you can do it from the platform of the soul. I really would love to engage in discussions with you at this moment, but I feel the time factor is there and we need to go. But in concluding, I want to say, my dear devotees, I know this is let me say it like this. Today I have not entertained you. Today I have purposefully brought you to a point which needs your reflection. This, in the Vedic way, we teach a lot about the Atma, the eternal soul, their meditations, where we separate ourselves from body, mind, and thought, and so on. But it's very simple, actually. You remember, you are a part of Krishna, and that is not the body. Not a Gujarati is not a part of Krishna, or Mr. Patel. I think all Gujaratis are Patels. or I don't know, I'm going to educate myself more. Maybe there are other options also, but this is not the identity. We are souls and we have to come to this. That was Prabhupada's atom bomb which he dropped on us. And I can only, as a servant of my spiritual master, implore you, please, this will make all the difference in your life. It will make life very ecstatic. And when you die, you say, no problem. Like His Holiness Indradurga Maharaj, he said he had been now so many times close to the death that he has no problem with death any longer. He says he has only one question. What is my next assignment for service? Please, I want to only know that. This is when you transcend slowly the concerns of material life. Thank you very much. See you very soon again, and wish you all the best. Hare Krishna! Yeah.